Today is Tuesday, June 29th. You're listening to T-Dad Talk. I'm your host, Ben Dandio. Today's podcast is sponsored by the Trandad Triggers. Home games this week include tonight and tomorrow, starting at 6.05 p.m. Find tickets at the gates of Central Park or online at trandadtriggers.com. The weather is expected to be mostly cloudy, with a high near 70 today, with a 70% chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, there is a 40% chance of thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies, with a low around 52. Now, here's the headlines for the day. Third Judicial District Attorney Henry Solano has filed a lawsuit against Huerfano County Sheriff Bruce Newman and the Huerfano County Sheriff's Office, and is seeking a declaratory judgment and injunctive relief to multiple issues Solano says has led to a dismissal of cases at no fault of the DA's office. It is unclear if or when this lawsuit will proceed. Trandad Trends, a new downtown emporium in Trandad, plans to open its doors Friday, July 2nd. The space of the former Haddad furniture business will now feature local artists who are expected to have an affordable and easy way to sell their work. Colorado Governor Jared Polis signed a House bill that will extend to-go liquor legislation until July 1, 2025. The bill allows for the sale of alcoholic beverages for takeout and delivery until the expiration of the bill. The bill is an extension to a law Polis signed last summer after he had first signed an executive order in March 2020 allowing for to-go sales during the pandemic. The law also allows for the creation of communal outdoor dining areas for qualified food and beverage establishments as approved by local governments. Colorado's public pension system's underfunded debt went up $1.2 billion last year despite a 17.4% rate of return on investments, according to a recently released report. The Board of Trustees for the Colorado Public Employees Retirement Association released its annual report on Friday, which said the state's public pension funds are 62.8% funded and have $31 billion in unfunded liabilities. More than 630,000 current and former public workers rely on PERA for retirement and other benefits, and the association distributed about $4.8 billion in pension benefits last year, according to the report. That's the morning news for Tuesday, June 29th. Tune back in tomorrow for more news impacting Los Angeles County and Colfax County, New Mexico.